You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The 1735 Project. I welcome Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics, to present to us an analysis of journalism here in the 21st century during a contentious presidential cycle. Why is it that you can or can't read the Washington Post at all? Why is it that you can or can't read the New York Times at all? Why is it that you can or can't read the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal at all? This is a way of talking about what journalism has become, not just advocacy, but attack. Peter, a very good evening to you. What is the 1735 Project? How does it work? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. 1735 Project, exciting undertaking launched by Real Clear Politics, driven by RCP's executive editor, Carl Cannon. And it responds to the situation you're describing. We could call it the determined propagandization of news coverage. That even news coverage has to be defending a particular party, a particular set of policy preferences. And when Carl launched this, he thought that this propagandization of the media might be connected to what opinion polls show us. That is a precipitous decline in public trust in the media. Carl was very worried about the consequences for freedom and democracy, and he wanted to know whether there are any remedies. What could we do about a journalism that had become so deeply politicized? Carl has been writing a series of essays on this topic, and his most recent essay, which I discussed in the piece, is The Art of Covering Politicians Who Lie.
The essay that you point me to in your essay, The Art of Covering Politicians Who Lie, by Carl Cannon, I understand. We're looking at a problem that's always been with us in presidential contests. They used to call them whoppers. Now they just insist on calling them lies. Why is it we're here, Peter? What happened that we got here? Because once upon a time, it was fine to say to the public, he said this, and there's no basis for it. There's no substance to the allegation. And then you wait for his opponent or her opponent to respond. Why have we wandered away and looked to the editors and writers of the newspapers to make the decision for us? How did we get here?
Well, of course, this is also an expression of the steady politicization of the journalist's task. I should say the perversion of the journalist's task. You remember, as I do, during the Clinton years, we used to joke about Clintonian spin. Even the Clinton people spoke about the president's spin. This was a polite way of saying, massaging the facts in order to advance your own side's cause. But of course, as Cannon points out in his piece, FDR, Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden, we can also identify cases in which they are clearly not telling the truth. But the rubber has now hit the road, argues Cannon, because Special Counsel Jack Smith has brought a criminal indictment against Donald Trump in Washington, D.C., and his criminal indictment depends upon a novel legal theory, and that is that a president breaks the law by lying to the public to hold on to power. And it seems like many mainstream journalists agree that the public breaks that the president breaks the law by lying to the public to hold on to power. The trouble is, if that's true, it's hard to think of a president who has not committed a criminal offense.
Yes, let's go to FDR, the most successful president of the 20th century, maybe of all time, but certainly he was in a crisis mode all during his time in office. And he lost his life because of the extreme pressure he was under. When he failed at the end, it was a tragedy to lose him like that at 63 or 64. But in any event, in the 1940 campaign, when he was running for his third term, unprecedented since Washington, I promise you, I will not send your boys to die in a foreign war. It wasn't a lie. It wasn't the truth. It was an exaggeration of the moment that he believed was necessary in order to win the affections of his voting public that was drifting away because of the war in Europe. Now, today, would that be permitted? Would you go to the opponent and say, what do you make of the president's remarks? What are you going to do about it? Or would the front pages of the Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, all insist upon saying FDR's lying to us?
Well, I'm afraid to, or I regret to say that, of course, if these days, it seems if a Republican president were to make a statement like that, we would find it to be even running for a campaign and then sending our troops into battle, we might regard that as an impeachable offense. Instead of abiding by the obvious constitutional understanding of how the people ought to respond if they feel they've been deceived by a politician, which, of course, the Constitution contemplated. And the simple answer is vote him or vote her out of office. If the president said, I'm not going to send troops into battle, and if you think that either the president lied to you or circumstances haven't changed dramatically enough to justify the president modifying his position, you got an election. Secure the victory of somebody else. That's the constitutional way to deal with what is really, let's be grown up, a routine experience in political life in a free country, and that is hearing untruths from politicians.
Carl Kennan's recommendation, how to cover Donald Trump's exaggerations, burlesque behavior. Does he believe that it should be prosecuted? Does he believe it should be tolerated? How does he regard it?
Kennan adopts a commonsensical and utterly convincing approach to Trump, both the coverage of him and, for that matter, the legal case against him that Trump knowingly lied in order to retain power. First, Carl Kennan observes that, look, political speech is not only protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution, political speech is the quintessential form of speech protected by the First Amendment. That includes political speech that people find hateful or untrue. Second, to say that Trump lied, specifically for the Jack Smith indictment about January 6th and thinking that in asserting that the election had been stolen from him, well, lying presupposes that you know the state of somebody else's mind. There's reason to suppose, given Trump's singular personality, that he really believed what Rudy Giuliani and Professor Eastman, John Eastman of Chapman University, were telling him, both about the election being stolen, about the legal theories that would justify taking the challenge to Congress on January 6th. And finally, as we've already discussed, politicians often lie. So, Carl Cannon's bottom line is straightforward. You could simply report the truth about the First Amendment, about other presidents, about Trump's singular personality, and then trust in the voters to draw the proper conclusions. In other words, there's no reason to scrap the traditional norms of journalism, which involve distinguishing between fact and fancy, getting the story right, and dividing in the newspaper, but between the news gathering mission and the opining mission on the editorial page.
The purpose of journalism is to search for and communicate the truth. What is your measure, Peter? Is that Is that standard being met today by our front pages? They're paying a lot of money for those front pages.
Well, not at all. I think many of the people who write for the front pages and edit for the front pages have been educated in a different view, a view that denies the possibility of an objective truth, a teaching that says that all opinions are hopelessly bound up with moral and partisan moral and political judgments. So you might as well push and push as hard as possible your moral and political judgments. These are the ideas that they've been marinated in, and these are the ideas that they bring to journalism. So what we've lost is a real respect for facts in journalism.
I'm speaking to Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution. We're talking about right now the 1735 Project, supervised by Carl Cannon at Real Clear Politics. When we come back, another distinguished journalist, Lance Morrow, is part of Peter's examination of journalism here in the 21st century. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.